Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what is new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. We are continuing our series on real estate development. And today, we're going to be answering a question that has come up quite frequently with a number of folks I've been talking to lately, and that's the environmental study. So what is an environmental study? This is something that you as a commercial real estate investor are going to need anytime you purchase a commercial property or anytime you're looking to finance or refinance a commercial property. There needs to be an environmental study in place so that the lender knows they're not taking on an environmental risk. The very first study is something performed by an environmental consultant, and it's called a phase one environmental. Now, this is a paper study where the consultant goes back through the history of what was on the property and identifies any potential risk items. This might be, for example, there might have been a diesel tank on the property, or maybe there was a gas station on the property, or a dry cleaner, or anything that could have been a source of contamination. They will also look in the surrounding area. So maybe if you bordered on a gas station, you might have the risk of contamination from the neighboring property. That's your problem too. Not just what's on your property, but also in the immediate surrounding area. If there is a problem that is identified or a potential problem that's identified on the phase one study, you may be required to perform what's called a phase two. This is where you actually go in, or you won't do it, the consultant will go in and take core samples of the soil and test for those specific toxins that might have been named in the phase one study. And they're going to be compared against the standards, whether it's the EPA standards or the Ministry of the Environment, whatever the standards are in place for that particular region, they're going to be compared against those standards. Now, if you have a problem, you may then have to go the third step, and this is what's called remediation. And if you have to go through remediation, you're going to have to remove the toxic material, you're going to have to replace it with clean material, and of course, you'll have to dispose of the toxic material in a manner that's going to be acceptable to the government with whatever regulations are in place at that time. And then, of course, you're going to have to retest to make sure that you are now in compliance. And at that point, only at that point, will you get a letter, a sign-off letter from the governing body, maybe it's the EPA, maybe it's the Ministry of the Environment, telling you that you have something that is clean. And if it is clean, that letter can be recorded on title as part of the property, part of the history of the property. Now, you may still, even with that letter, in certain jurisdictions may still have some liability. So for example, if you have a known carcinogen like trichloroethylene, which is a dry cleaning solvent in the soil, and you have the letter recorded on title that you no longer have a trichloroethylene contamination issue, because everybody in contact with the property that has liability on the property has a duty to disclose, maybe to any tenant, maybe to anyone residing on the property, what the potential hazards are, you could still be liable. Let's say someone contracts cancer and then they turn around and sue you because they claim they got cancer because of the toxin on the property. You could still have a liability even in the presence of that sign-off. So definitely you want to make sure that you have a clear understanding not only what the regulations are, but also your legal liability. Definitely get some legal advice if you're dealing with a toxic cleanup type situation. Don't gloss over it. It's serious. If you encounter a property that needs to be cleaned up, don't run away from it. It just depends on what the situation is. And, you know, go into it eyes wide open and make sure that you get consulting advice from the very best consultants that you can find. Meantime, have an awesome day. Go make some great things happen. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.